Amplify, Creators of Color Podcast Network.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to Pearls of Blackness, your podcast where we talk about pearls of wisdom through the lens of Black culture. And I am none other than your host, Caritza Mosley Jones. And today we're going to talk about friendships, relationships. We're going to talk about those people that come into your lives for seasons, reasons, or lifetime. And I don't know about you all, but I used to think that everybody was a lifetime person for me. And then I realized everybody's not a lifetime person. They may leave you with a lifetime memory or experience, or they may even leave a legacy with you for a lifetime, but everybody's not a lifetime person. Some people are seasonal people, and some people are people that come into your life for reasons. And so I just want to talk a little bit about that today. And I'm going to do this for this podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about, I'm going to share some thoughts with you about this, some experiences and advice that I've received from people that are really close to me in my circle. And what I want you to do is take these experiences that I'm going to talk about and the pieces of advice that I have and see if they apply to anything in your life, and see if sometimes you agree with me that we often hold on to things and people because we feel like we have to hold on to them and we need them. But oftentimes it's not that we need them. It's just that they've held a place in our lives. We've learned something from them, and we have to move forward. Right. And so it's tough, but it's simple as this, that when you're going through life, oftentimes you grow. And if the people that are in your life can't grow with you, then they just can't go with you. So I have a really good sister friend of mine. Her name is Kristen R. Harris. Shout out to Kristen. I call her Chrissy. She is like everything. She's a mogul to me. I mean, Chrissy is a mogul. She will be a mogul before she leaves this earth. And shout out to her. She has a podcast called God Put Me Up on Game. And she also has one called Empower Mama. She does a lot of things, but Chrissy has always been a sounding board for me. She and I met on the campus of Alabama A&M University in 2000. And probably around 2005, I was going through an experience in my life, and she shared with me that everybody can go with me to the next level. And she said, you know, as we go through things in life, there are levels, right? There are levels to your life and levels to the experiences that you have. And she said, in this particular situation, she said, Caritza, I'm just going to be honest with you, honey. Everybody can't go with you to the next level. Quit trying to take them. And so in 2005, I probably didn't really grasp the wisdom that Chrissy had dropped into my life and into my spirit. She's always wise beyond her years. And so I'm just going to be honest that when she dropped that pearl into my life, I got what she meant at the moment, as it was relative to the situation that she and I were talking about and she was helping me through. But I've always kept that pearl with me. And so when I have experiences in life and things happen and I feel like those individuals in my life are supposed to go with me through that next level, through that next growth spurt that I have, and they don't, I pull up that pearl that Chrissy gave me, and I remember that everybody can go with me to the next level. And the older I get, the more I realize how profound that is, right? And oftentimes it's the people that are closest to you that you feel like are supposed to be there with you that are the very people that don't make it to the next level, and they fall off, right? And so I've been doing a lot of self-reflecting about that and what that looks like. And so anybody that knows me knows that I'm very particular and I'm very possessive of my village and my people, my friends, my family, my loved ones. If you hold a place in my heart, I'm very protective of you. And I don't like for people to wrong you, or I don't like for you to be mistreated. I don't want to see you hurt, or I don't want you to go through anything. I always want to be there to support those in my circle and those that I love, because I believe that's what true friends and family do for one another. And so I often sit back and think about the people that I thought were going to be those individuals that I wouldn't have to question that about. And then I realized well, maybe they just couldn't go to that next level with me, right? And initially, as I began to have these growth spurts and I was going to these next levels in life, be it a career or be it being elected to a political office or getting married or having a baby or getting another new job or whatever it was, whatever that experience was, an accomplishment, an award, a recognition, oftentimes those who I thought would be there were not. And I began to question myself, like, is it something that I did? Is it something that I've said? Is it something that I'm missing here? And I just began to really struggle with what that meant, right? And then I started to think about it. And I started to think when I was evaluating and doing a lot of self-evaluation, I began to realize, well, maybe it wasn't something that I did or something I said. And then I began to have those conversations with those closest to me, my husband, my mother, my dad when he was alive, a sibling or a best friend. I began to realize oftentimes those individuals that walked away or that were no longer there, it wasn't anything that I did. Oftentimes it's things that people are dealing with themselves. And then I realized I couldn't own something that I didn't know anything about or I didn't understand. But I really struggle with that because you want everybody to go with you, right? You want your people to be with you. You feel like they're just an integral part of your life as a vein running through your body or, you know, your eyelash that's connected to your eyelid. But everybody cannot go with you to the next level. And what I have come to realize is that I need to quit trying to take everybody with me to the next level. Some people stops or in other places. They're not to go with me. They're not to accelerate with me. And those that do go to that next level with me, I've learned to be grateful for. And I'm saying all that to say that I'm learning to appreciate those people that are present in my life way more than the people that choose not to be present in my life. And I don't know if that's just something that I'm coming to in these last few months, of my 30s, because I will be the big 4-0 next May, 2021. But I think life has taught me that to appreciate and value the individuals that are a part of my life and that are present in the moments with me versus those who didn't, and not to focus on those who didn't choose to be there. And oftentimes I've learned and I've come to the realization that it's not personal. When people are not present for you or people are not able to be or do what you feel they should do, that's an expectation that we have set for ourselves, not one that they have given to us. And so I've learned to remember that as well, not to get upset with people who aren't present or not to get upset with people who just have not been willed by God to go to the next level with me. I've just realized it is what it is, and their stop was there and mine is to continue on. And that's the same. I'm probably that person in some other people's lives. And so what I've learned is that everything is love. You know, love is love, and it's no hard feelings. And I promise that if I was connected to a person and we're no longer as connected as we used to be, that there's no love lost. And I promise you, I'm rooting for you where I am now. And I would hope that you're rooting for me where you are, even if we're not in the same circle. But I have just come to learn that I have to be thankful for those who are present in my life and who want to be a part of my life now, and who, honestly, who God has purposed to be in my life for such a time as this. And I've realized that it's out of my control. And so I'm thankful for opportunities and experiences and individuals that have been reason and season friends or relationships in my life. And I'm all the more grateful for those lifetime relationships and connections because they all have made a significant difference in my life. And I want people to know, and I want to encourage you if you're having this same experience, that to bar no bitterness in your heart about whatever came of that relationship or that connection, bar no bitterness in your heart, and continue to love on those individuals from afar and to love on those that are closest to you. I tell you, life teaches you so much. And I'll talk a little bit about this in another podcast, so I'm not going to go too deep into this. But the last 2.5 years of my life have been very trying times for me. In the spring of 2018, I ran for re-election for my seat on the school board here in Chattanooga. And of course, campaigning is just tough in general. And then, of course, I had a life experience within my family. And then I have an uncle who was very dear to me. It was my mother's baby brother. He passed away in October of 2018. Very unexpected, from a brief illness that he passed away. And then I found out that I was having a baby, and then my oldest brother passed away in December of 2018. And so I was pregnant at that time. And so I went through my pregnancy and all was well there. I had my baby in June of 2019. We welcomed our son into the world. And then in September of 2019, my father had to have emergency brain surgery, and he recuperated very well from that. And if anyone ever knew my dad, my daddy was like the oldest teenager there was. And so he always had that bounce back, right? And so he recuperated pretty well from that. And then he got sick again on his 81st birthday in December, which was December the 6th of 2019. And he passed away on December 20th of 2019. So there was a lot that my family has endured in that time. And there was a lot. And when my dad passed, it just really put things into perspective for me. And it made me realize that I have to love while I can, and to treasure those that are present in my life, and to bar no bitterness in my heart, because but by the grace of God, I could be them and going through what they're going through. And so on today, when we talk about seasons and reasons and lifetime people, I want us, if nothing else, to realize a couple of things, and I want to leave these pearls with you. Is one, that people are truly reason, season, and lifetime people in your life. So don't try to take somebody with you that's not supposed to go. Secondly, the pearl of wisdom that my friend Kristen dropped into my life almost 15 years ago. Just remember that everybody can't go to the next level with you. If they're not growing with you, they can't go with you. Okay. And, thirdly, I want to remind you to extend grace, okay? Extend grace to people, because you never know what's going on with someone. And so you don't want to become judgmental or get in our feelings. You know, we're big to do that sometimes, to get in our feelings about why a person was or was not present, or may not have been able to be whatever it was, or whatever expectation we had placed upon them, not that they had given us. And so I want to really encourage you all to extend grace there, right? And last but not least, I want to encourage you to remember to value the people that are present in your life. Don't worry about those people that aren't present in your life, but to value those people that are. And I promise you, this is free advice right here. If you have lost a person in your life and you seem to be the topic of their conversation, and you've done nothing wrong, just remember that they're probably loving getting attention just talking about you. Okay. It's nothing personal. They just, you know, clearly something's going on with them. And I always say, you know, I love to be a topic of a conversation. It lets me know, as my dad used to say, it lets me know that I was on your mind. You know, it lets me know that I was on your mind. And so I just want to encourage you all to do those things. And most importantly, those pearls that I just shared with you, share them with someone else and take time to reflect on them in your life experiences, in your relationships. And you may just realize that you're holding on to somebody and you're trying to make them a lifetime person. And sorry, but maybe their season is up and their reason is over. Until next time, Pearl Bears, this is your girl, Caritza Mosley Jones. Have a great week.
Amplify is a podcast network made up of people of color and operating out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Amplify is a project of Rise Chattanooga, a minority-based cultural arts nonprofit organization focused on community education, performance, and arts and cultural preservation. You can find all of the podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and risecha.org. Thank you so much for listening.